This is Todd Coburn of Cal Poly Pomona with the Structures series. And this audio file is on how we will get allowables, our material allowables. Aerospace has the benefit of having a huge handbook full of material allowables that have been developed by the United States over the years, especially during the war years. This was has had a number of names. The current name of the latest is MMPDS-9. I've designed your Appendix E in the handbook to simulate what that looks like for a few sampling of materials. This is going to give you a chance to learn how to look up your allowables for material. What you're going to do is you're going to find what's the material. Is it a 7075 aluminum? Is it an aluminum sheet? Is aluminum bar extrusion? Is it a 6061 aluminum sheet bar extrusion? Or is it maybe an AISI 301 steel or a 6AL4V titanium bar or extrusion? Once you find what the general material is, you will then go look at the curve. You'll find what the right temper is for that material. Would be like a T3, T4, T6, and those kinds of things. Then you're going to go and look for the thickness range that's appropriate to your part. Generally, we're looking at what the original thickness is. If we have an extruded bar that's 1 by 1 inch bar, then our size is an inch. If we have a T section that's like a 0.1 inch thick, then 0.1 is our thickness that we look up. If you have a 1 inch bar that's now machined into a T or an angle that's only 0.1 inch thick, then the question becomes, did you heat treat it in the bar state or did you heat treat it after machining? If you heat treat it in the bar state, then actually the material property you should look up would be the thickness of the original bar. But if it's heat treated after machining, then you would look up the final machine dimension for your thickness, that 0.1 value. Then what we're going to use is B basis allowables. In aerospace, we're allowed to use B-basis allowable for any redundant load path, for any parts that have a redundant load path. And we are required to use A-basis allowables for anything that has a single point of failure. For example, a landing gear. If it fails, the airplane smacks the ground. There's nothing else to take the load for that member. That would need A-basis allowables. But a stringer or longeron is usually accompanied by many other stringers and longerons. Therefore, that's a redundant load path requiring a B-basis allowable. In our class, Aero 3261 and Aero 3271, what we will do is just use the B-basis allowables for absolutely everything, since B-basis allowables are appropriate for most of the aerospace analysis you're going to run into in aerospace. However, if you ever get a single load path structure, once you're in industry, you should use an A-basis allowable. When you go to Appendix E, you're going to find things like FTU, the ultimate tensile strength, FTY, the yield tensile strength, FCY, the yield compressive strength, FSU, the ultimate shear strength. You're going to get bearing strengths for edge distances of 2.0, that's the value we'll use, and also 1.5, which is for if you have repairs or something that's not designed properly. You're going to see that we have the elongation, which will be like an 8 or a 9 or a 12, which would be the percent elongation. You can read the ultimate strain would be that value written as a number. So if you have 9% elongation, that means it's 0.09 inches per inch ultimate strain. You also can see we have the modulus elasticity E, the compressive modulus elasticity E sub C, the shear modulus G, which we haven't covered yet, the density of the material in pounds per cubic inch, the Poisson's ratio, which we haven't learned about yet, but we will soon, and some thermal properties. Make sure that you can read any of the properties for any of the failure modes that we have covered to date. And as we move forward into other failure modes, you'll be responsible for those allowables as well. Enjoy.